It's important to me, Frank. And I know that what's important to you is money and power, but I don't want real power. Because with real power comes real responsibility, and I don't want any of that shit. I just want the money and the illusion of power. And puss.
What?
Hell, I don't know, Frank. I don't know, man.
What? Tell me. Tell me.
I need something. I mean, I got this, this giant gaping hole inside me. Oh. And I'm always trying to fill it with something. I like to call it my God hole. Oh. And I think a lot of people in this world, they fill it with religion. But I don't believe in God.
But you want to fill it with pussy.
Yeah.
Waiting for that damn thing to establish. I'm too excited. I gotta talk now.
What?
You brought food in.
Not really.
I did. No, there's no food in the studio. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, no. Like, if they're listening outside and I know food isn't allowed, it's all bagged and we're not eating it in studio, so it's fine. And it's not even here to begin with.
These are the unfriendliest people in the goddamn world out there.
They don't like us much. They are none too sweet on us.
They don't even make eye contact with me. I don't even bother saying hello.
I've lately dropped out of the habit of it.
Jesus Christ.
Because now it's just heavy metal Tom. Like, Shaggy isn't even there anymore.
Oh, you got fired?
Alexander. I don't know where Alex is. But Shaggy's gone, and he's been replaced by some black lady whose name I don't know. She's the one that I always worry really, really keys in on what we say and isn't so keen on it.
I don't think they have us playing out front.
I hope to God.
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything in the studio. So.
You can hear us in the pisser. Like, we're a real station.
Usually, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, you're a DJ and you sneak off to take a leak and then it's just dead air and you're sprinting back with your D in your hand like, wait.
I think sometimes even there it's turned off.
Yeah,
I heard us today.
I think so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
I was definitely taking a leak at 5930 to the greatest of 70s rock.
I didn't hear anything right out. Sometimes they play it real quiet right outside the door, but I didn't hear anything out there either.
Let me bring you all
They're
the
way up. They've just given up. They've given up playing anything.
They don't love us. Well, I hope you guys at home are recognizing the voice, but let's do the intros first. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, sporting a new haircut. I feel like a fruit for noticing that, but it looks good on her. What,
well,
guys?
My breasts are covered, so...
Exactly.
You have an excuse.
They're covered by a periodic table.
Yes.
Which is nice, because I've been watching Breaking Bad lately. So it's like boobs and that in one. I like it. Kate?
See what I can.
Kate is back. You are you had back surgery? I mean, what the hell happened to you? Man?
I didn't have surgery. I got problems. I still got problems now, but I'm good enough to make an effort.
Yeah,
so.
You know what your biggest problem is?
You
haven't finished my damn album cover yet.
I know. I looked at it. Believe me, I feel bad about it, but not that bad.
Wait,
so.
Quit putting your knees before everyone else's.
It's just weird. So you guys are actually, and by the way, that other person talking, Will Papa Giorgio.
Thanks.
Co-host extraordinaire. Also a rock star of note and renown, who apparently, I'm not aware of this, is doing an album cover with Kate.
You got to be aware of all our dawns that transpire.
A little
bit.
Yeah,
what, we got reports to you now?
I'm a little, you know.
We want to get together and do something as two consenting adults, and now we got to report to you?
Like, Will I see outside of here a couple times, but Kate, your life I just picture is 9 to 5 and then going home to pants outside of this studio. Yeah. That's it.
Sometimes.
Pants and Xbox.
Well, we got a PlayStation, too.
Well, what happened to you, first of all?
Well, let's finish. Let's be pros about this.
No.
We got to get the website and the Twitter handles out and the link to listen to us live. So in that order, you can contact Will at Billy Basil on Twitter. Kate, at Atomic Kate. That's 2 C's in the middle. I am at Papa's Basement. Show website in papasbasement.com. It has archives of our old crap. In case you want to hear, like, how we felt about, I don't know, Star Wars Episode 1 when it came out. The show isn't that old, but it sounded impressive in my head. And if you want to listen to us live, it's fcac.org/WEBR every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., unless we're not in, which case it isn't that Saturday. All that said, Kate, you have missed some shows. We've missed you. Veronica came back.
You replaced me.
Yeah, I didn't replace you.
She's a stank box.
The old girl came back.
I don't like her. She's got eyes like a drowning victim.
And we wonder why it's so hard for me to keep a cast. Will working his charms. I guess that's his way of saying he missed you. Veronica actually wanted to meet you. She had some crap pop up today. So once again.
What was her excuse?
I think she's picking up someone from an airport or something like that. One of my favorite go-to lies, by the way.
Yeah, Washington Flyer, bitch. He'll charge you $40 to go 5 miles.
I love this area. But, yeah.
That's what happens when you have a goddamn monopoly on the airport cab business. Mm.
I just love that for anyone who actually listens to this show, for all they know, Kate and Veronica are the same actress. Just swapping roles.
They don't sound alike.
It could just be like a different affectation.
No, Veronica's such a whiny twat.
Good lord. My God. Oh, we have two listeners left now. I hate you too, Kate.
Do you not like hearing that sound in your headphones?
Just a little. just a little Dumb and Dumber.
Kind of like a sheep giving birth or something.
Yes, that's what we've had to deal with the past 2 weeks. I don't know.
No,
year.
Love you too.
You can't tell the difference.
There's only one Veronica impression to be done. It's, oh my God. That's it.
She's a dope.
I love Veronica. She's great.
Yeah, she's fun.
I think she's fun. Yeah. I like Kate too. We're in luck. We have two such awesome people at our beck and call. Now,
oh,
Kate,
stop trying.
What was wrong with you and why are you back?
I have Parsonage Turner syndrome.
What kind of white
like
person disease is that?
Parsnips Tina Turner syndrome.
Okay.
Is it really named after Tina Turner?
No.
Is it when you get a black eye after refusing a piece of cake?
I don't need another syndrome. Thank you. It's an inflammation of my brachial plexus, which is a bundle of nerves.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Okay. So the brachial plexus is a bundle of nerves that runs from your C5 through 6 vertebrae.
So your back is bad.
So, yeah. So it started out, I thought I just pulled something in my back and it got worse and changed. And now it's.
I mean, this was kicking in like 3 months ago. You were bitching on air about
it's having been
a crappy
over
back.
A month. It's been over a month. I finally had to go to a neurologist. I had like every test under the sun. I had two MRIs, not just one, but two MRIs done, which is really cool when it hurts to lay flat on your back. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to do.
If I could just butt in for a second. I haven't heard anything so far that affects your right arm to operate a mouse. Just thought I'd throw it in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It doesn't. That's true.
What is that?
Point is valid.
I don't know if you're getting the hint yet,
yes,
though,
I
Will. I don't
I'm
know
kidding.
If you're getting the hint.
Is MRI? I'm thinking CT scan. What the hell's an MRI?
MRI is where they put you in a tube and it goes clunk, 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 clunk.
Isn't that a CAT scan?
No.
What the hell's a
CAT scan?
I think
they're similar.
They are similar, but the MRI is noisier.
A living coffin. I think I've had both, I guess.
I think MRI is just the hoop around you. And I did that, and I can't wait
to see
how much that one's going to
cost
me. CAT
scan, like you
me.
Get passed through a ring or something.
Like oh, so the MRI is an enclosed tube, and it makes a lot of noise. The CAT scan is doesn't make as much noise.
That's the one where if you go in it on the Dr. House show, you will freak the F out. Like, without fail. They always go into the MRI tube. It's like, I don't know why he's putting me through this test. And 10 seconds later, he's like foaming blood at his mouth and his eyes.
Why?
That is, there are like three moments of action on House.
Why does House have to be right at the end of every episode?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched it in easily a year and a half because it's predictable as all hell.
It's
but
like Sons
of
Anarchy.
MRIs aren't cool, but it didn't make me rabid.
Every House episode starts with the person you think is going to be sick, not the one who gets sick. And then their boyfriend or girlfriend, it's like, oh my God, honey, help! And then it zooms out and you hear the massive attack song. And then 10 seconds later, they're in the hospital. It's like, really? I don't know why I'm here. I guess it's just a precaution. And then they shove them in the MRI tube. It's like, and then it gets serious. And then at about 8:54, or is it 9:54, Dr. House is like, and looks up with his stubble And it's right. like, wait, what did you figure out?
He, that's he why I've never watched that show.
His fake right. American accent.
Oh, it's so good, though.
That's because, no, English people can do that. It doesn't work the other way because we're lesser fun.
Although I do want to point out that most English people who aren't actors, most English people, when you ask them to do an American accent, start talking like this, y'all. Like, that's an American accent.
American accent is just code for retard voice.
It's just whatever they see on TV. So, it depends. If they watch The Dukes of Hazzard, then they'll talk like that.
Apparently, they all watch The Dukes of Hazzard because every English person I've asked to do an American accent starts talking Southern.
Well,
it's hilarious.
Shows our impression around the world.
I know, exactly.
A bunch of dicks.
Cowboys, yeah. I think everyone thinks that.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
There.
Well, I guess when we think of English people, we think of fops and powdered wigs. At least I
do. I think of chicks with retardedly big boobs that are on page 3 of their newspaper.
And awesome teeth.
He gives and he takes, you know what I mean? I can put one of those.
Shh, close your mouth.
Exactly.
Just close your mouth.
You're spoiling the moment. On all fours, turn around just to be safe. So you're good?
So,
kind of.
No, I'm not. I'm not fixed.
I don't like that. That's depressing. More depressing than usual.
It is. It's depressing, particularly when you have it. And right now, I want to say right now because I haven't gone for another checkup with the actual neurologist yet to kind of confirm what he thought. But it looks like it's something 18 to 24 months before this goes away. So,
do you need surgery? They have to take one of your quads and tape it to your spine.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Take a dead person's spine and just jam it in.
No, so it's an inflammation, and it essentially goes away on its own, but unfortunately, it takes a really long time to go away. So,
is this from your husband?
I was just about to get to that.
Watching you with other men all those times.
God damn it! Took the words out of my mouth.
Maybe if you want to get churchy about it.
Does cuckolding lead
to this? This is some kind of
too much black
karmic...
tea.
I thought it was rupturing your ovaries, but it did so much more.
Actually, I got sick. I thought I had the flu the morning that my back started hurting. And I apparently probably just got some, generic, hey, it's cold season disease. And that turned into an inflammation that won't go away now.
But on the plus side, you've got a really sporting new dude that I like. Very nice. I'm sure pants, your man approves.
I was actually a little concerned because he'd never seen me with short hair. I've done short hair before, so no big deal to me. But...
Well, now that you are all fit, I've seen your old Facebook pictures where you're a bit fuller, a bit more robust, and I would say short hair would have been a damn disaster with that face, but you're thin now, so you can do this.
It's because cancer is eating away at her body. Oh. I haven't even been paying attention, ass.
It's not even, this parsonage, the parsnip's disease.
Get it right. Parsnip Tina Turner.
Parsnip Tina Turner syndrome. That's actually just another form of cancer, and I'll be dead soon.
Oh, then we'll have to get Veronica back.
Yeah. Aww. Sorry.
Will's actually disappointed. I'm fine with you both on the air. My God, that'll be a crowded studio.
It's give and take. Veronica tries to look nice, but fails so much in the talk department.
I'm just happy if Kate wipes before she comes in.
Happy I don't actually smell right now.
As long as there's no appreciable odor, exactly. That's Kate
I brought
trying.
You marshmallows, though.
That's true. Will, pass me that bag just to be safe.
I don't see any goddamn marshmallows.
Those are marshmallows. Those are homemade marshmallows.
Oh, I thought it was crappy Greek bread.
What?
Homemade marshmallows. They look like that Civil War.
Bring you
soap.
Four chunks of bread? What?
Oh, my God.
That's what Greek dessert is. It's terrible. It's all bread-based.
No, baklava's good. Baklava's
good.
Everything else is just hard bread.
We took this bread, and it's stale and tastes like ass, but we dribbled honey
on
it.
It's just they coat it with honey, so that makes it sweet. It's no, it's still hard
bread.
It's
so old world. It's just no refined sugar. Look, Americans are fat because our stuff tastes good.
Yeah, that's right.
In a gross fat way, but it's still, we own that ish.
It's like variations of biscotti. It stinks.
Oh, man, biscotti is weak.
Yeah, take hard bread.
And biscotti's better because it's crunchier. You can actually bite through it.
Yeah, because the honey turns it into this kind of mushy
dough. It's good for your jaw muscles, Will. Yeah. Just chew
it's like chewing on a racquetball. It's pointless.
No, those are homemade marshmallows. I make marshmallows, and with the white fluff? Ones are French vanilla. No, like with boiling sugar and other dangerous items.
I will eat all of those before we exit the station. Okay, I'll split them halves.
Well, that's why I brought a few extras.
I want the French vanilla ones. You can have the inferior ones.
The white
ones.
Is French vanilla, and the brown is cocoa. The tan ones are cocoa flavored.
I love how Will referred to the brown ones.
The brown ones. But the white ones, I have to apologize. They're a teensy bit stale because the container was left open.
Oh, we'll call those. Suck it.
But they still taste good. They're just like the top is a little firmer than I would.
Well, sounds good. Good to have you back. I will eat the food regardless. Don't worry. I was at the vending machine that has the peanut M&Ms for 25 cents before the show, just going through my pockets. Like
25 cents?
Quarter, yeah. What
the hell is it, 1984?
It's great, I know.
That's pretty sweet. You can't get anything with a quarter anymore.
No, it's a handful of peanut M&Ms for 25
cents.
Oh,
one of those sucky ones. I thought you meant a bag.
No, not the bag.
All of my loose pocket change goes into that damn machine.
How diseased must that tunnel of M&Ms be?
Dude, we know who we work with. I'm sure my teeth will fall out by the 30-minute mark. By the bottom of the hour.
Nobody touches the tunnel of M&Ms.
It's just the fact that it hasn't been cleaned since like 1976.
Are people like putting their hand in them?
One.
Probably fat people because they're like, one more.
Yeah, get one more.
Hey, stuck up there.
Oh, there's a couple of tubs around the station. I'm sure they just like lift the flap and press their mouth to it. Yeah. Create like a suction thing.
Tunnel lingus. Get it?
I did, and I liked it. Okay, 20 minutes into the show, let's get into the meat of what I had, because I got a few silly stories. I want to talk about Real Steel.
You know we'll get to none of this, right?
Yeah.
Just pick the first one, and that's what it's going to be.
No, I think
don't announce three things that will never.
Yeah,
ever
really
even
don't
touch
announce
on.
Them. Seriously,
well, I kind of like the announcing because then people listen. They're like, "Oh, is there going to be another episode that like gets to this?"
No.
Other
there
stuff?
Never is, though.
Nah, there.
We're
never
not even
is.
Going to really delve into the first topic.
You 2 hours after the show, you couldn't keep the train of thought to finish up.
No, I mean 2 hours later.
Next week, you won't even remember any of these topics.
I won't remember these topics. You got it right. I exit the studio. I'm just like, oh, more food to eat, and I'll watch some Netflix. And then I got something else to do.
That's fine, though. I think people enjoy the magic of our natural conversation.
I like to believe that, too. There's a
the
spontaneity.
Dark magic.
That's what I like listening to. Not scripted-ass radio.
Well, I'm going to throw out all three just to spite you two. I'm going to show you guys who's the boss of this ship.
I'm going to read my Twitter feed.
Go for it, man. You really are doing that, too.
You still have double-digit followers. Loser.
What?
We got to fix that for her. But I want to talk about Real Steel, possibly the least original movie of all time. I want to talk about a lady who's suing the makers of the film Drive because it wasn't enough like The Fast and the Furious.
That movie stunk.
Drive?
Yeah.
I heard good things. That kind of sucks to hear.
I mean, you get to see him, like, stomping in a mother effer's skull, which is kind of cool. Like, anytime you see a man's head smashed from a boot, not bad, but...
A good curb stomp?
No, in an elevator. Hmm. Which, yeah, I find it hard to believe Ryan Gosling can smash a man's head in, but...
Yeah, me too. He could win an abs contest.
You know who
That's
is good?
It.
Albert Brooks plays a villain in that.
Really?
And he's really good, man. He cuts the dad of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Just slices his wrist with like a barber's straight razor.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's okay. There's no more pain. It's done now.
Just lets him bleed out.
Yeah. Slices his arm. He does it the right way, like down the length.
Down the highway.
But what's
not across
unbelievable
the street.
Is the guy still has like a suit jacket on. Like, how sharp is this razor to cut like through your clothes and make a clean incision like
That's
through your
razor
skin and
be.
Veins?
Oh, my God.
That's how a razor
And then
shaking.
You have Von Perlman, the goddamn missing link, who gives Patrick Ewing a run for his money.
Yeah.
That
Vanilla
is one,
Ewing.
He has, like, gigantism or something. He is one ugly mother F.
Well, the best thing is he's married to a sister, and the son looks like tan Sideshow Bob. He has the, kind of the curly puff hair and just the face. Like, he looks like a cartoon character. It's amazing.
No, Ron Perlman looks like a goddamn like silverback gorilla.
No, he's just disgusting. The sun's like more like ha ha ha.
Because I didn't notice. Cause I watched like a few minutes of Sons of Anarchy the other night. Mm-hmm. He has a goatee or beard in that. In this movie, he's clean shaven. No, he's zoom in on his face. He's got like the wide, flat nose, like giant lips, giant jaw. Like it just looks like
Sam
a gorilla.
Crow, they let him do the Hank Williams Jr. and just grow as much beard as possible.
Which he
over
should yeah. because he's disgusting. He looks like Ken Griffey Jr. after he drank whatever the hell he was. I don't even remember.
Oh, the nerve tonic on The Simpsons.
I don't even remember the old episodes, no. But, yeah. Like, he looks swollen. Like, he has arthritis of the face.
Kate, are you going to get that too soon?
Probably.
Oh, you poor thing. Shouldn't have done that with your husband.
I see. My jaw is a little wide, a little strong.
I just thought you had puffy cheeks.
I do have puffy cheeks, too.
The big thing I want to talk about today is the whole Occupy Wall Street, the whole Occupy Everything movement.
Is that AIDS spread to this city yet?
I know something was accounting for traffic the other day. I'm not sure if it was that, because I'm not really up on current events.
I think there's something, or there was something happening downtown, but I don't think it's a long-term thing. I think it was just like a one. Maybe
I'm kind of surprised. There's so many hipsters in D.C. now.
They've
definitely taken it back from the Blacks.
No, but hipsters can't be bothered to do anything. They were occupying streets before occupying streets was cool. So now that it's mainstream, you don't want to do that anymore.
God, that would be
They occupy the street outside the cupcake store. God, every time I drive by that.
I hate the stupid cupcake fad, man.
I just lined around the effing
For those
block.
That don't know, for whatever reason, DC's home to like, what, 16 cupcake stores that are on
cupcake.
Reality
cupcake! They're not
shows.
That good. I mean, I like cupcakes, don't get me wrong, but it's a bloody cupcake. Just get a whole regular cake. They're just as good.
And there's more of it.
I think we were talking about this, but
America!
Like, isn't it like Bravo or whatever open the store or something? Like,
yeah.
The whole store is just a farce for the show.
Yeah, it's these two women, and the whole opening of the store was a show. So I don't know exactly how that started.
Yeah, like,
but that's exactly what happened.
Since they opened, what business has
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's
I've never
BS,
seen
man.
It not
that's
crowded.
BS.
Yeah, so.
And they're not that good.
I've never had them, but.
They look terrible. It's a cupcake with, like, dog doo doo icing.
It's a frosting poop. It's a frosting poop
plopped
on
top of it. How about you smear it around? You want to make a good cupcake? Cover
Take
the whole
the poop
goddamn.
And smear it around. Yeah.
Yeah, but cover the stump too. Like, find a way to cover the
Take
stump in
the
icing.
Feces
or put
and
some
cover
icing
the stump
it.
And rub it around.
Like, put the cupcake on a no. Put the cupcake on a stick. Dip it in the frosting like a goddamn candy apple. Then you
put
might
a
have
stick
solid.
In it. Get in it covered poop. In some frosting feces and then rub it around.
God.
Rub it on the stump a little. Yeah.
Like an ADD kid. Bro. Good Lord.
I'm on drugs.
So that's a All point right. for Veronica. She doesn't try to contribute. She lets the men do the work.
Oh, I like Kate lipping up.
Just like, my lips itch.
Veronica has never once complained about her lips itching.
Let me show my slice to the webcam.
What?
Which apparently she did. I missed that week.
She was just in very short clothing and kind of had her legs up.
No, she did this. For those of you watching me on webcam,
Will has now leaned back in his seat, is facing the webcam with his ankles in different time zones.
Is that not what happened?
No, it's not exactly what happened, Will.
Here you go, not world. Precisely. Here's my effing meat pocket.
Let's get to the Occupy stuff.
Effing so, animal.
So you guys can roll your eyes
That's
through the 2 minutes
of
show prep.
To the show.
For those that don't know, started back the whole Occupy Wall Street movement started, I believe, September 17th in Zuccotti Park in New York. And it was just kind of what Wait, you'd expect.
What is that park named after? Because the name makes
Zuccotti.
Me laugh.
I guess the mob who owns it, because it's privately owned.
Well,
That's
I think
why
of,
they're still there.
I think of Ducati and zucchini.
Zuccotti.
So then it's like some kind of zucchini car in my head.
I think of Tony Soprano's boat, Zuccotti.
It's just some stupid Guinea name.
Yeah, they're just whopping out over there, as they
want
to do.
Were they ever on Wall Street?
I believe this park is in proximity to it. I don't think they
Wow,
were.
Way to send a message.
Yeah.
How about you lay down in front of the goddamn New York Stock Exchange?
And just get trampled to death by police
horses.
They're
not trying to be civilly disobedient. Like, that's...
What are you doing then?
That's not their MO. I don't know, which is why
just
I'm rolling my eyes.
Just fling your dong at the NYSE. That'll do something.
Just take the dung, throw it on the stump, and rub it around.
Put it on the cupcake.
No more.
Why'd you start her up? The crux of the protest.
Can we go throw cupcakes at Wall Street? Because that actually would kind of be fun. Not these gourmet ones, though, because I can't afford that. I don't work at Wall Street.
They're insane.
Oh, yeah. It's insanely expensive. Like, let's get some cheap ones and throw them at Wall Street and be like, I want to buy gourmet cupcakes.
Cupcakes
I wish I could afford a protest in style.
What an awful, awful dessert idea.
I don't really have anything against cupcakes in principle. I just have a thing against this gourmet cupcake where it's a $4 cupcake piece of crap that doesn't taste that good.
Donuts trounce the cupcake.
That's true. A good donut. Will conquer a bad cupcake.
Not to white trash it up. Sorry. I didn't hit the cough button for that one. Not to white trash it up. Best donut on the market, if you ask this man, the Colossal Donut from Shoppers Food Warehouse.
No. Oh, those are awful.
I don't think it's the best. I think it's a lot of donut.
They're terrible.
And I mean, you have a quantity over quality argument there. And
yes.
I'm going to, you know, I give points to
just
that.
Like
I honestly give points to
my
that.
My sexual behaviors.
And the, like,
a lot of fours. A lot of fours.
Two fours
they
equal
add
eight.
Up. There you go. You only got to do 2.5 to get a 10.
It's two fat bitches and a midget.
It's like a vagina Lego. Put them together. Make something special.
Oh, but no, the Safeway ones, like, it all wipes off in that bag you put it in. So then it ends up becoming a plain cake donut.
No, you have to eat them immediately.
Carefully.
So what, you just eat them without paying for them? I'm down with that.
I've actually...
I'm the king of eating as I walk around the supermarket.
I have literally killed two and just walked up to the checkout line and been like, two donuts.
Oh.
Flashing the fingers. Like,
that's
bill me.
That's sad.
What, you didn't
bill
buy
that's
anything else?
Sad.
No. Just crushed the donuts.
Oh, my God.
I was just holding the box as proof. I'm like, there's the icing. I had two.
God, I'll just eat protein bars as I walk around.
It was all
around.
Smeared around.
Yeah, a little bit. It was all smeared because I hurled them in. Because I wanted to make it, you know, make haste back home. I was like, these aren't going to last long. And then as I'm walking to the line, I'm like, this is taking forever.
Isn't there only like two flavors? There's like chocolate and honey, or what is it?
You have chocolate, you have vanilla, you have peanut sprinkle. You have,
they have peanut? I've been there
vanilla
a while.
Sprinkle. You
they
have chocolate sprinkle.
They got some kind
sprinkle.
Of cinnamon crisp thing too, which isn't bad if you're in the mood.
You have maple. And then you have a couple with a stuffed interior. I don't dabble in that. Fanciness.
I haven't been there in a while, man.
You know, I only go with a stuffed donut, given a choice. Boston cream. I can fit an entire Boston cream in my mouth without spilling any.
Really? Kind of have to marry you now. Kind of have to make you my bride.
Just like a little custard here. Mm-hmm.
It moved, yeah. I'm not going to lie. There's a little life.
No, Boston creams are the way to go, man. Not jelly. I don't like jelly.
Jelly's
that's
awesome.
That's like a bloody donut.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like a bloody donut. That's like I just bit into like a powdered squirrel. That's what that looks like.
There's a little bit of jelly, like just a little squirt, and then the rest is plain.
I hate that. I don't even want
yeah,
the hint
that's
of fruit
weak.
Near my
No,
that's
I
weak.
Want it evenly dispersed throughout the middle.
Well, I mean, if you're going to have a jelly donut, you need to have it fully filled with jelly. You know, but
yeah, but not too much. Like, it needs to be thin and
it's
wide.
It's
got to
be like a mosquito that just bit you.
Oh, we have a caller. Going to bring up the levels. I'm readying the phone.
Wait, was it Shoppers or Safeway? Did you
Hello?
Say? He's talking about both.
We got a caller?
Hello?
Yes. We have a caller talking. Oh, my. I don't even recognize the voice. I'm a little scared right now. Identify yourself at once.
Harvey's roast beef cheddar sandwich. Not the same anymore.
Oh, hello.
Who are you, stupid?
Yeah. I can't hear you very well, but after last week's episode, I
open
can't,
your
I
ears, jackass.
Okay, one more time. Can you hear us now?
Yes, there you are.
Perfect. Now, Will, repeat your question.
The moment's lost. Who is you?
Who is this?
Yeah.
It's Aunt Brenda Bren.
Oh, whoops.
Of Twitter fame.
You're calling all the way from Los Angeles.
You guys are breaking it big time. Am I calling all the way from Los Angeles?
Yes. See. Let me translate it for you.
It's 60 miles north of where I live.
Northridge?
Oh, my God. You live in Richie Rich Town, then.
No.
No, I live in...
She lives in Sons of Anarchy Town.
I
just want to say, after last week's episode, cannot see a...
You've never heard a meat pocket referred to as a roast beef sandwich before?
No, but I remember my ex telling me a joke regarding a grilled cheese sandwich.
No, that doesn't make sense. That sounds like a disease.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a yeast infection.
Well, Brenda.
No, Ronnie J, you've got Atomic Kate today.
Yeah, we got Atomic Kate. Don't sound so
right
happy
on.
To have her back.
Right on.
Hey,
yeah,
Ronnie J is worthless. Can I need her about as much as I need an a-hole on my elbow.
Kate's pouting. Pick it up. Kiss her ass a little, Brenda.
That'd be helpful. That'd be easier to wait.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say hello and what's up and whatever.
That, you know what? Best call we've ever had. Thanks, Brenda.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
That was quick and to the point.
Well, I felt kind of bad about that. I know her.
Yeah, she's nice. She likes the show. Thanks for alienating the one of three fans we have.
Shoot first, ask questions
later. We have her, and we got D-Tet. We got Doug.
What happened to Fatty McFatfat?
Who's that?
Nikki.
I'm drawing a blank.
Fat New York. The Bronx Pig.
Why, Will?
Just kidding. Jesus.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't heard from her in a while.
And now we have another call.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
They hung up. So we're lucky. Well, we're going to move on from Wall Street. That obviously wasn't a hit with these two.
Well, what were you going to talk about?
I wanted to class this up a little bit for once. I wanted to talk about...
If the audience needs to be informed, go to MSN.com. It pops up when you open your goddamn browser.
All right.
That's
what happens when a corporation monopolizes things, man.
Yeah, right.
You don't even have a choice of homepages.
People expressing themselves and actually protesting. I think that's, especially because they're not being unlawful. I think that's great.
But they don't have a stinky message.
They don't have a solid message.
They're against corporate greed,
which means evil. What? Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
How do you express that with a drum circle?
I'm against
killing people. I hate hippies so goddamn much. And pretty much anyone that has the time to protest, you can also eat my ass. But I also hate the rich.
They get paid to be
there.
It's
really
sponsored by some left-leaning organization. Like,
they are getting... I think some money is...
Dude, they get
up.
Paid like $600 a week or something. They put out ads on Craigslist.
We need to go now.
That's still less than I make,
yeah,
so sorry.
What's that like? F you both.
Although you do get paid that to just sleep all day.
Yeah, but you
like
also don't
dream.
Have your Xbox, so...
No, I think they've set up like electricity. That's why they're saying...
I don't know
like,
about that.
If they pulled off this thing where their excuse was, we got to clean the park... Then it effectively gets rid of them because they've set up like so many like temporary buildings and like
they were going to pull that and it was they were okay to leave the park. The problem was I think when they came back they were told there was no sleeping bags, no tents allowed.
Well, no,
and
they never cleaned
the
park.
Yeah,
no, I know they never did that. But the issue was like once they cleaned the park and got everybody out, when they came back they were going to tell them that you can't have sleeping bags or tents or any of that.
Just kick them out. Like, don't even give them that jive ass answer. Like, I know you're a politician.
Yeah, for those that don't know, like Friday this past Friday at 7 a.m. they were apparently going to punt everyone out and what, just spray down the sidewalk and then be like,
yeah, and of
you
course,
can't erect structures, you can't have sleeping bags here, nothing that would resemble
is,
you're trying to sleep
in. Which is just like, just say you, exactly, your point, like, just say you can't be here.
But if you give them a deadline, then the problem is every news camera around the world is going to be there at 7 a.m. And they're not going to crack skulls if they know CNN and dead-eyed Anderson Cooper and everyone else.
Silver Fox Anderson Cooper, I believe you mean, sir.
Oh, God, what's wrong with that guy? He's like an albino or something. He's creepy.
Well, I think he's just a very well-kept, very gay man. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, but there's like some other Indian guy on CNN, like, because I see this at the gym.
Gupta.
Oh, Dr. Sanjay?
I don't know. Gupta. Some guy who just looks like Vincent Price. Like, he's got the
Sanjay Gupta.
Weirdest eyes.
Sanjay Gupta.
I love where you're like, that's him. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, that,
a weird, weird face.
Just
it looks already dead and sunken.
I think there might be two. There's one that's just creepy eyes, and then I know who you're talking about. There's one who looks like...
Oh, Zakhar. God damn it, yeah.
They abbreviated it.
How do you know
witch
this?
Why
you watch
Sanjay
news?
Gupta.
I sneak it in. It can't all be always sunny, Will. Once in a while, I dabble.
Why?
Because I'm a citizen of the world. I don't know.
Because he's too lazy to change the channel.
Pretty much, man.
I don't know. I don't get that. Like, I'll watch it when I'm doing cardio, and that's it.
All right. Then let's do some silly, lighthearted stories. How's that? For both of you, so you can clap like seals fed their fish.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
I went to the zoo on my vacation.
Your cripple vacation?
My cripple vacation. Yes, my vacation where I took a week off of work so I could go to medical appointments and stay at home.
God. Sounds fun.
God, it was exciting.
Okay.
That's what the tiger sound like. And after a while, I thought he was doing a Richard Nixon impression.
God, you are like full of energy. This is amazing.
It's all the marshmallows.
It's so weird. Yeah, I think you're not going to say it. I think you missed the show. Because by the end of your stint, your first stint here, there was none of that. You were knitting. You were knitting in studio. Please tell me you're screwed up back.
I go through phases.
It's going to preclude you from knitting.
No,
lucky pants.
No, I have my knit bag right here. No,
but it hasn't come out, so that's a good sign.
I go through phases. Like sometimes I'm just tired and worn down, and sometimes I'm.
Well, you're very
more
perky
energy.
Today.
I took my vacation last week, and I took Columbus Day off too, so I've only had a 4-day work week, and work is less stressful than it has been. So it also
that
makes
means
a
they're
huge
about
difference.
To fire you.
I would hope
like, take it
whatever.
Easy. You've been gone.
By the way,
why don't you train this younger, prettier girl?
Just show her the ins and outs.
We want her to help you, so just tell her everything that you do and all your passwords. And
no, they gave me more projects, and the cool thing is I'm going to be solo on these projects, and my boss won't be on them too.
Are they so real projects?
Getting
Kate?
Coffee. Yeah. Making sure there's the right amount of sugar.
So we need you to sit here and watch these papers.
Dude, sure. My old boss had some chick trainer replacement. That's effing cold-blooded.
That is if you don't, if you're not being told. I mean, people can figure it out.
Of course you're not.
It's wrong.
Well, she's stupid, so she didn't figure it out. She's like, this will be great. Now I won't have to work as hard. You're like,
that's
right, bitch. You won't
work at all.
That's sad.
That is too good.
So, and to tie it all together, then like that kind of corporate mentality, I mean, it is wrong. Like I said, like Walmart giving people 39-hour work weeks so they don't have to pay them benefits.
Yeah.
That's
horrible.
Wrong. But apparently Obama fixed that. So everyone who likes to say he's done nothing, he did do the Obamacare, which I don't know why everyone thinks is so goddamn bad. Like what, people can actually afford health insurance
know,
if they
right?
want it now? Like, why is that a problem?
Because apparently it's being mandated in this country.
Diabetes cat can't afford his insulin. Let him die!
Is that an actual, raffle cat picture or something?
I just know, what was that? That was a Ron Paul rally?
What? I don't know. I saw it on the sign.
The initial. Not diabetes cat.
Diabetes cat.
It came up with some guy who
was at the debate. And so the moderator asked him, because Ron Paul is a libertarian, and so he's against, having
anything
government
mandated,
anything.
Yeah.
Good.
And part of me says, I agree with that. But
me too. We all
can
hate
we just
taxes?
Ascend into goddamn anarchy already? Sleep with guns across our chest.
Thunderdome is the only law. Just like Tony Soprano, that next to the last episode, going to bed at that M16.
That's what it's going to end up as anyway, so might as well speed along
and
the process.
This is why I was becoming a pole dancer, because in the post-apocalyptic future, you always need women to dance on poles.
Are you, by the way? Are you finally stripping?
No, I can't yet. I mean, I can't do anything. Wait,
you're
going to
become an
arm.
Actual stripper?
I can't do anything because of my arm. I can't
dance.
Yeah, but were you going to?
Yeah, she was always down for this. Like, you never caught that? There was a place I know used to do amateur nights.
I'm suddenly finding her attractive.
Yeah, and I could never... I could never get them to answer the damn phone and be like, hey, is Sunday still amateur nights? But you
what,
could just,
Hustler Club?
No, Club 1819 in D.C.
Oh, don't go there. I mean, if you're going to do become a stripper, you gotta become stripper.
No.
But Sunday night used to be amateur night. It's like one of my enduring memories from strip clubs was like four kind of housewives, and then there's this statuesque black chick who obviously just danced somewhere else, and her boyfriend sitting right to the side of the stage is just like, bring me another plate of shrimp. And he was just filling plate after plate of fried shrimp while his girlfriend's dancing because he knows the $500 is in the bag.
So you're saying there were five duds there that night?
I think even you would have been like Tex Avery jaw on the floor. This chick was so built.
Did she have ridiculous implants?
No, they're real. I mean, like stupid huge real.
And she was skinny?
Yes. With like a nice big, I mean, it was like looking at Black Jessica Rabbit. I was like, this is, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, this is literally the hottest black chick you will ever see in your lifetime.
How dark? Like Manute Bull?
A little lighter than that. She was fairly dark skinned at it, though. But I mean, just the sickest figure, great features. I was just like, this is stupid. And the boyfriend's just sitting there in his unlaced Timberlands. Like, another plate of shrimp.
I don't know. See, those aren't real strip clubs, though. There's no lap dancing. Like,
that's D.C. What do you want?
Lap dances?
I know. Don't go to a strip club in D.C. They suck. But to have your co-host naked and you have to tip her like $2, that's fun.
Yeah, but she's not a real stripper. That's like Fisher Price.
I don't know. It kind of, to me, it's more fun. Just like someone that you know from real life. And you're like, oh, they're a cute chick. And then it's like, oh, they're naked, too. I don't want to see the whore who knows the pole routine. Who's like, here I go again on my own. Windex time.
No, see, the best would be like getting the champagne room with her. Because then she's obligated.
Okay, I don't think Atomic Kate's going to mouth your flute well.
No, that's not going to
I don't think she'll
happen.
Get that into the whole stripper character.
But yeah, where were you going to dance?
I don't know.
Pretty much any place I was going to Wheeler. Place.
But would you go to like a place where you had to do left?
He's like, just got a checklist.
No.
It's like green eggs and ham of Puzzy.
I'm more concerned with actually getting someone to hire me, given that I'm not built like a stripper.
I don't know. What do you look like? Take your clothes off.
Yeah, take your clothes off. We'll see.
I dropped a quarter. Pick it up. Don't bend the knees.
I think any chick who wants to be a stripper can. Like,
absolutely.
Unless you're like 400 pounds. I saw a bitch one time. Like, I was talking to another stripper that was sitting on my lap or something. I was like, is she pregnant? Like, her... She looks like a dog that's about to give birth.
That's
like,
wrong.
Oh, Royal Palace?
No teeth. No, this was in West Virginia.
She just had the gut.
But it wasn't like protruding like a pregnant woman.
It was like a bulge. Like,
she was shaped like, I don't even know how to describe
it. Two sizes.
Like, her
too
body
small.
Was like a 45 degree angle, right? You have the back, no top, and then it just evenly gets fatter and fatter as you go down. And then I guess
she's like a pyramid with legs.
No, it looked like a pregnant dog. Or like a pregnant, you know, like when you can tell an animal's pregnant.
Oh, they're just waddling around and rolling on their side.
Yeah, but they don't
seconds.
Have like just the one protrusion like a human, right?
Yeah.
It's just like their whole gut just
gets
big. It's
not like a beach ball got like stuck on her front like when people are pregnant.
You just look at it and you're like, oh, that dog's fat. Yeah. Like, oh no, it's pregnant.
It's
like,
pooping out something.
That's what it looked like.
Poop's moving.
She had no T's. I was like, this is the worst
that's
body
it.
I've ever seen.
Because if you got small T's,
you
should
not
be fat. The gut has to be small. Like, you can be fat in the tuchus.
Yeah.
You can be fat other places, but if you have small T's, you cannot have that gut.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's because it sticks out farther than your breasts, and you can't have that.
That's exactly what happened. I was like, is she pregnant?
Royal Palace in D.C. is just disgusting for that. There were chicks where you're like, oh, is that the help?
Yeah, but that's where girls rub your D under the table.
It was so good. It's such a toilet. I went out with one of the dancers there.
Oh, like the fat one?
She wasn't fat.
So you actually ended up going out with her?
Yeah, on her psycho. She would tell me she had a psycho ex that was, like, into white power and stuff. Like, we went out one time. Like, she found a sitter for the kid. I was like, yeah, okay, that's
what, did you plug her?
No, I got nothing. It was a one date, and I was like, I'm not doing any.
What the hell happened at the end of it?
Nothing.
Where were you? Where'd you go?
I just picked her up. She was in...
Where'd she live? Hoodbridge?
No.
Stripper,
she was like
trash.
Silver Spring.
Equally trashy, just on the other state, but okay.
It was a toilet.
Yeah, no, Silver Spring's horrendous. I've been there many times recently.
It was a bad time.
So where did you go?
Just dinner, man.
Just
nothing.
Like the local pupuseria?
Pretty much.
Because it's overrun. Well, that was your first mistake right there.
I just took her out, treated her like a normal being. That was my first mistake.
No, you should have taken her like a nice place in MoCo.
Nicest strip club.
No, like, what the hell, White Flint Mall, like in Rockville?
Why?
Some
take her to the McDonald's in the mall. That's nice.
Yeah, but you would have closed the deal, probably. Just be nice to her. That's all you have to do with any stripper.
That's far too much.
You can't even fake it till you make it?
No. I need someone who takes the abuse off the bat.
God, I can at least pretend to be nice.
That is our difference. I cannot.
But then when I get bad, I'm so much worse than you.
That's true.
It's like Jekyll and Hyde compared to just Mr. Miyagi.
I am the tortoise of abuse. I'm slow and steady. You will always get it, but it'll always be the same rate. You're like the hare. At first, there's no abuse, and then it's like, oh, I really got to abuse the S out of this one.
Catch up to that goddamn tortoise.
This damn tortoise is laughing at me.
I've been sitting effing around.
Yeah.
So what, you didn't get a kiss or nothing?
I probably like a goodbye kiss or something.
All I remember about like this chick was like, he thought she had real natural teeth. I'm like, no, she has implants and she's just fat. So the fat has grown over the implants. So
they can make them look soft. It's like the oyster makes the pearl. The breasts have covered the implants.
No, what was that? Like your 25th birthday or something?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, this bastard just goes in there wearing a stupid t-shirt saying birthday boy that his roommate's girlfriend made for him. He's just making out with this bitch.
Yeah.
And then I have some barrel-chested Latino rubbing my C under the table. And meanwhile, there's like these jealous Mexicans just staring at me like, why isn't it me, Holmes?
Wait, when you say barrel-chested Latino, you mean like, barrel-chested Latino female?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she wasn't bad-looking, but...
She was. I'll throw you under the same bus. It cuts both ways.
I would do her. She just had like a really wide rib cage. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay,
I
can't remember. Normal ribs are at like a just perpendicular to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Hers were at like a 45-degree angle to the ground.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
So the boob size was interfered with because it was like trickling down.
Yeah.
The front of this rib.
Yeah, like she wasn't fat at all. Just like kind of built weird. No, she wasn't. She was skinny. She just had like weird bone structure. She had like Arnold Schwarzenegger's rib cage.
That's what I tell people. I'm skinny. I just have a weird bone structure.
Did you reach between her legs and she went, no.
I don't know what happened. Like,
I remember you being obsessed with that place because she touched your dong a little. And you're like, we have to go back to Royal Palace.
Yeah, the next time we went there, it was like all cleaned up and they removed the tablecloth so none of these shenanigans could go on again.
Yeah, it's just the worst place on earth.
Aww.
And just gross dances.
I think that was my 24th birthday. And I remember that time, to tie it back and make a nice segue, a reverse segue.
Why are you even bothering?
When you were talking about like not looking like a stripper, there was this fat Asian pig there. And at these strip clubs where it's like,
I remember that
there are no lap dances. She's wearing like blue lace baby doll panties.
Oh,
you know, like the fake strip clubs, as I like to call them.
Just like a sheet.
Because
like
all they make is
tied around a middle.
Because they don't make lap dance
sail
money.
A small boat with them.
You know, all they do is make singles on stage or like they walk around afterwards.
So pushy. Like imagine.
Well, no, they're not. And that's the thing. Like, I don't mind giving you a buck or two if you're just walking around. Like, I go to strip clubs. I know that's your job. I don't mind spending money. I'm there to spend money. I'm not going to be like Al Bundy and have
not
my,
like me.
Have my dollar on a strip.
The moment you come by, I just happen to be in the middle of the most interesting conversation I've ever had.
Like,
and you have to walk by without getting my money.
If I go to a strip club, like I'm in the mindset I'm going to spend $300 to $500.
Yeah.
If I want to have a good time. But anyway, this fat Asian pig is doing the rounds after she got waddled off stage and, you know, people are inspecting
you pay me now.
And I was talking to Tony and I was like, on principle, I'm not giving this bitch money. So I was like, when she walks by, you and me, like I'm talking.
Oh,
like,
he still talks about that.
Let's just pretend that we're engrossed in conversation. And I can see her standing there out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, yep, Tony, this is a real interest. And finally she waddles her fat ass on. And I was just like,
you pay. Did him out.
No, she didn't say anything. I was just like, I saw her standing there. I'm like, come on, Tony, please. Just say something interesting. Like, act like you're interested, please. Come on. Like,
he's like, I too am interested in not paying this tubby twat.
So, yeah, welcome to your future.
The point is, you're better than all that.
Well, thank you. The kind of thing is that when I perform now with bands and stuff, like I had a gig to... it wasn't 2 weeks ago anymore, but I had a gig a little while ago, and I'm wearing a skirt, and I guess I'd call it a mini skirt, but
was
not
with the
like
perv
a
drummer
mini skirt.
Or guitarist?
Oh, with the God. What? That creepy drummer in one
who's
of your
the one
bands
who's like obsessed
you?
With you?
What?
The one who came to your strip show? I don't know.
He's
I was
not a drummer. drummer.
What was he, the what guitarist?
No, this is with the, yeah, he's a guitarist.
Was he looking up your culo?
No, this was the cover
band. Did you
band,
feel the headstock like tickling the back?
I dropped my pick again. I'm such a butterfinger.
No, he's actually really polite.
Yeah, because
I
he
have
wants you
played
to
with
sit on his face.
Pick it up, please.
So I'm at this cover band gig, and I'm wearing, you know, like, I would hesitate to call it a miniskirt given what women are wearing today, right?
Kate, why don't you take off your sweaty boots and let me see?
And I'm just standing there, and I'm wearing, like, a long sleeve shirt on top. And I'm sitting there, and I'm not even, like, doing the really
dancing. Are you
going to
throw those
dancing,
fishnets
dancing
away? Because I want to asphyxiate myself.
Just put them in my mouth.
Can you tie this from the rafters so I can pull a Michael Hutchins?
That guy wanted to pull you so badly, and he was trying to hide it in front of his wife. It was so good. Oh god. Oh my
anyway,
god.
I've had people at shows like try to look up my skirt, try to grope me, like
wait,
while I'm on
members?
Stage. Yes,
where
while I'm on stage.
Is it
no,
Mr. Fantastic in the first row?
It's just drunk people. And, you know,
you
I
do
put
like
up
cover
the
band stuff. So it's yeah, like some old guy yelling for Freebird.
Yeah,
like,
and I got some guy like pretending he's dancing like really low in front of me. I'm like, dude, I know you're trying to look up my skirt, and all you're gonna see is underwear. So have fun, you know, because I could wear a swimsuit in front of you and not be embarrassed. So like what? So anyway, my point being that people are doing that to me all the time. Why not make money for it?
Yeah, but will the clothes come off?
We'll definitely do a remote
yeah, the
broadcast.
Top would come off, and then depending on the laws,
well,
wherever
what,
I
yeah, and you go back. Yeah, so I mean, like, would you work at a club where you'd have to give lap dances? Like where any pig with $30 is like, grind on it.
I don't know. Probably if it were a good club where I felt like there were a lot of rules and people to enforce them.
You realize
there's
roll
always
into,
that. I mean,
yeah,
they
like,
don't
I'm
exist.
Not going
to
roll into the place where they're
I
like,
beg to differ.
Oh yeah, you can. You know, you can.
I've seen
down,
friends
but,
kicked
yeah,
out of clubs. There are rules.
If we're vomiting all over the bathroom.
Well, it was that.
And you know what happened that night? I don't know if it went in her mouth, but it definitely went in her palm and other things got inserted other places, so
what?
There's your classy establishment.
Well, one of my friends was kicked out of, I believe this was Vixen's,
yeah,
for vomiting everywhere while really drunk.
Yeah, because we were driving out to West Virginia, which is, and we took the wrong way, so it was like an hour or some, and they were drinking while driving and
oh,
speeding.
Good. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's the Persian lifestyle.
Yeah,
they're Mercedes
and Muslims, so any racist cop would pull them over just for the hell of it. Oh, we have a caller. Hear my excitement. Hello? That's what I wanted to hear. How are you, D-Tat? What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? I've got a story about getting kicked out of a strip club.
All right, let's. You know what? This is a good call so far. Let's
I have
it.
One too. We got to hurry this up.
No, we have
University of Kansas.
We have until 59.
I turned 18 years old, so we went to this establishment called the Outhouse.
I like establishment.
Wait, where is this?
Club. He's a
Kansas.
Oh. He's a KU boy.
Those are probably way better.
Outhouse in the middle of a cornfield.
Oh man!
Yeah, that's like the ones in West Virginia. Those are the good ones. They're whorehouses, basically. Yeah, full nude.
Yeah, yeah. And so we get in there, and we're getting dollar dances. You put the dollar in your mouth, and they're just full nude on top of you. And they'll put their like finger inside of him, and then put it on your cheek and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
So they kind of mark you like a cat a little
dude,
bit.
Dude, that's like this place in West Virginia.
And then they'll take their boobs and they'll put them against your face and take the dollar out of your mouth with them.
Most places they'll do that.
Really?
Did they do that at McDougal's?
I got kicked out of it probably about an hour into it because the bouncer came up to me and said a couple girls said that you've been lifting your head during the dollar dances.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to see what's going on. I'm like a curious gopher.
Wait.
I told him if I was gonna do it, I would have done it all the way.
Lifting your head into what? Like, what were they doing?
They're just like over top of you, like giving you a show.
Oh, wait. So you're supposed to look straight forward and like see the side of their knees?
You're supposed to like eye ribs or something?
Yeah, you're supposed to just like hands on the floor, palms down, and like lay there.
How about I inspect your effing balloon knot? How about that?
I have no idea.
That is horrible, man. So what happened? They just picked you up?
They kicked me out, and my friends didn't leave. So I was standing outside for like an hour and a half.
In a cornfield? Just drunk. Your friends are horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like, can I tell my story real quick?
Well, I think maybe we need to get D-Tet in on Atomic Kate's first stripping. He's a loyal listener.
Am I gonna have a club? You know, I feel like if I show up to a club for my first gig and then I have a group of followers, that they'll have me back.
Definitely.
I'll be down.
Okay,
I didn't think of you as a person up until now, but you got me all turned around on the subject.
That's all you had to do to sell well. Just be like, I too like strip clubs. And he's like, oh, you're my brother now.
I was talking about Kate, not him.
Oh. Doug, that would be awesome, man. Let's friggin' right that wrong. I'm a little heartbroken listening to this.
No. All right, we need to go to the Paradise Club in West Virginia.
Okay. Because
that's the closest to what he's talking about.
All right, the four of us.
Where it's just a whorehouse in a barn, and I want to buy it someday.
All right, you down, D-Tet?
Man, yeah, let's do it.
All right, man, thanks for calling in, buddy.
How much could it cost, do you think? I think I'm closer than...
Love you too, sir. That's our new outro. You've missed that, by the way. I say... I love you to a grown man, and it's awesome. You could apply more than just a dead stare.
Anyway,
it's not.
So can we talk over Squire's show? Will he really care?
No, Squire isn't. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if we talk over his automation.
Oh, to like 401
or 405.
We can do a couple minutes. Go
All
for
right.
it.
I've told you this story. I think I don't know if I've ever told it on the air. But okay. So speaking of like. Chicks with guts that exceed their breasts. Like,
so far, so good. Continue.
Tina on her birthday, like, whenever. I told you that, like, one time I took her to Vixen's on her birthday.
Yes.
Because I'm a pimp like that.
Tina, your gross girl that I hooked up with, and then I wanted her out of the house, and then you hooked up with, and we kind of passed her around like a cold.
That's how Romeo and Juliet started, I think.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway... So we go to a strip club on her birthday because she wanted to go dancing. I was like, well, the only club I'm going to is a goddamn strip club, so.
Yeah, that's what she meant by club. Way to read into a little girl's heart.
Like it or lump it, bitch. So, all right, we drive out there. Meanwhile, I mean, she's an alcoholic, and you know, I told her don't drink
like I said,
so she
classic.
Don't act up. Our stupid roommates, when I went downstairs to like change, because I was getting all gussied up and wearing a suit. Because you know,
he gets fired up for strip clubs. Like if you're like, hey, here's Netflix and porn and a pizza. That's your heart.
No, but it's the experience.
You love it. Go on.
I never go out.
I know it's your thing.
All right. So while I'm downstairs, like putting on my goddamn tie or something, these idiots are pouring moonshine.
Putting on your tie for the strip club.
Yeah, like
it's a bow tie.
Oh, God, that would be great.
They're giving her like a
look like
Coke
a white
bottle
Muslim.
Filled with white lightning or something.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm already in trouble. We drive out there. She's like acting irrational, crying on the phone with her dad because he didn't call her on her birthday and blah, blah, blah. And I should have known something up. I was like, she hasn't been drinking. And it's not like it stunk really. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't smell alcohol in the car when she
was
sipping.
Yeah, pure alcohol. Like there's no scent, any
You're right.
Like,
it's just might as well be drinking rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, that it was fermented from has long ago burned away.
So we go in there and then she goes in the bathroom for like 15 minutes. And of course, or maybe even longer. Like I'm just waiting for her. Goddamn strippers like feeding her drinks in there. Because you know her, she'll... Yeah, oh, it's my birthday, blah, blah, blah. Just,
and my boyfriend brought me to this, yeah, asshole.
She did that when I'm sitting at on, not on stage.
Like, oh, honey, we don't even like working here.
Dude, in front of the stage, you know how there's that one on the side where there's two girls who work at the same time?
Yeah.
So one's like rubbing her box in my face. Meanwhile, she's like on the other side of the stage telling the other one that it's her birthday and I dragged her here. And then the stripper just stops dancing and gives me dirty looks. Like, just shaking their head in disbelief at, like, what a piece of garbage I am. Like, I want to say you realize this isn't a human being you're talking to, right? Like, this is too good for her. Like, she doesn't even deserve this.
Long, I was going to leave her in the dumpster out back.
Long story short, like, this chick comes up to us, and then, you know, later on we're sitting on the same side of the table after she's disappeared in the bathroom again to drink God knows what. And this chick like lies down in front of us and her tee's just hanging out. I don't know if it's fake or what. But then she just reaches out and gives it the little tap a tap tap.
Yeah.
And like I'm like, well, it's a girl, so you know, like it probably isn't that big of a deal. And then, nope. Bouncer came right over.
Yeah, it's still a big deal.
And on that happy note,
all of this is like 30 minutes into it. And then, of course, I had to drag her out of the car a couple times on the way home.
Why did you take me to the strip club? I can't even touch the tee.
You might have heard a little of this noise. Along with,
all right, violence! Woo!
Well, along with the sound Bart Simpson makes after Homer says, "Why, you little?"
Will?
Yes.
Thank you for bringing it, sir.
You're welcome.
You want him on Twitter, it's at Billy Basil. Kate?
Yes.
Very good having you back. I like the new hair.
Thanks.
You want to talk to her, that princess over there, it's at Atomic Kate on Twitter.
Before I die of parsnips.
I'm John Papagiorgio. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Show website inpapasbasement.com. And until next week, at 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.